Hello, and welcome again to Share the World Internet Radio. This communication is coming to you on telepathic circuits broadcast from the headquarters of Galactic Government at the Great Central Sun of this galaxy. Today's show is the fourth in a series on a galactic history of this planet, Placentia, Planet of Plenty and Rebirth. Chapter 4 is entitled The Pyramid Temple Cities. Once the planet was ready to support life in bodies, souls reincarnating through them, the Pyramid Temple Cities were created and developed. 12 in all. 5 were created first in a great network located in Egypt, stretching from Alexandria to Thebes, with the center being at the Giza Pyramids. 7 others were located about the planet soon after, all in the equatorial belt. The pyramids at Giza were all built with our space technology, not by millions of slaves working hundreds of years. The main pyramid was built in about a week, using spaceships and laser beams to cut and levitate the stones into place, exactly according to the master plan blueprint in our computer system, which is operated by the universal mind, whose living intelligence is the content. Sound waves softened all the stones so they would fit together exactly. The sides were covered with white rock and a bronze capstone placed on top. Inside the capstone of each pyramid was a Dynadran energy unit, the same as drives our spaceships. The Dynadran draws energy directly out of the electromagnetic field to power 2 counter-rotating disks, one above the other, with magnets in their rims that alternately push and pull, setting up an energy field. They orbit at hypersonic speeds about a central shaft, free of any friction, and broadcast high energy that can be used to power anything and everything. The PSI energy regulator that drives the firing sequences of the Dynadran magnets to alternately push and pull uses pure energy drawn from the electromagnetic field as an endless supply of fuel, and has no negative radiation because it's all balanced in the synthesis energy, that is, our and the universal mind's omnipresent 3-in-1 consciousness. Creation's quantum electricity mind of alpha, beta, and gamma energies operate the Dynadran under the same principle as whole galaxies and solar systems. The Great Central Sun of the galaxy is a massive energy logos that broadcasts and recycles the 3-in-1 PSI Trinity energies that support all life in the galaxy. Alpha and beta energies reach out and energize every sun in the galaxy, and solar systems have gamma energy radiating as their essence. Similarly, solar suns broadcast these energies to their planets, alpha energies that come into at the North Pole, beta from the South Pole, resonating with the gamma synthesis that is purely omnipresent in the centers of the atoms in all space. As energies and matter are used, they are automatically recycled back to the sun for rebalancing. This is the energy system of the universal mind that operates the whole of creation. The force field from the 3 coordinated pyramid systems drew energy from the stars, broadcasting PSI energy through the planet's energy grid, and the pyramids themselves were charged by the Dynadrans to amplify and radiate life force. Together, this generated a huge bubble of life force that encompassed all the cities in the central community, stretching for many miles up and down the Nile Valley. Dynadren Energy supplied all electrical needs for power, lighting, transportation, industry, home life, everything. Each of the other seven communities in what today are Iraq, India, China, Peru, Mexico, plus what was Atlantis and Lemuria, were similarly set up. Spaceships provided all major transportation. Each project, especially the main one in Egypt, had a large agriculture industry, not just to feed millions of people, but also to be the main location for planting seeds and nurturing the growth of the incredible variety of plant and tree species that would be planted and propagated all over the globe over a few hundred thousand years. More refined wildlife, birds, and insects were introduced as conditions allowed. The world had to be set up to sustain future life from sea to shining sea when the global society would emerge with its attendant struggles. Under the guidance of the universal mind and with the galactic Elohim, this was the principal ongoing daily love service for the entities incarnating into bodies, which went on for over 400,000 years. The physical karma yoga service enabled these beings to center and ground themselves in a body while healing their soul's infirmities in the various ways available. 16 billion of the 24 billion lost souls were redeemed back into eternity during this period, usually in one incarnation. The remaining beings were the ones who had taken on so much heavy karma before the solar catastrophe that they would incarnate into a body but couldn't stay in the high energies of the pyramid communities. Excuse me. These beings, as we knew they would wander away and begin living a tribal existence, slowly migrating about the world. Their time would come in a special 20,000-year period known as the Diluvian period, named for the delusion the souls would be in, believing they are just bodies, and for the devolution in life that would seem normal from a survival of the fittest money economy. Living in dualistic negated consciousness is not a normal universe. And right now, that is just about all you have. Fear, violence, suffering, war, crime, disease, and poverty. The good news is it's all ending now. The ongoing work, and it has been work, hasn't it, of the people, carried out over many thousands of years and countless lifetimes, unites their consciousness to overcome their self-created perils, and uniting with the galactic Elohim who returned now, delivers them through the present tribulation into eternal life once again. The pyramid communities were set up just as life is lived in Galactica, in Christ consciousness, one for all for one, where love is service done for all people and the reward is in the doing. This system of first cause selfless service was the essential process that healed the entities incarnating into human bodies. It reopened their soul to God's presence in their self. There was also a whole set of personal healing care services to help beings with specific problems. All 12 of the pyramid communities were a communal network, where beings rotated through different positions of service that provided food, clothing, shelter, care, transportation, communications, recreation, and utilities for everyone. No money was used. Special care for the incarnating souls took place in healing centers to process karmic knots quickly and easily, using cosmic energy directed through thought forms. All forms of yoga were practiced to facilitate physical health and spiritual growth. Everyone participated in all aspects of society, together and individually. Beings learn to be autonomous, self-governed souls, operating from their center of consciousness that is one with God's Spirit. All had real free will. Everything was free, pure giving and receiving in a balanced communal society of men, women, and children. All needs were supplied to all people, and everyone participated in their creation within the 30-30 plan. 30 days in their chosen service of about 5 hours a day serving in the communal industries, followed by 30 days of recreation. The society was a balanced mix of producers and consumers, no middlemen needed, no money, no red tape. Administration was all about coordinating logistics, facilitating the ways and means for each member and element in the social fabric to function harmoniously. We had the full complement of galactic technology as well. Dynadrant-powered spaceships and energy systems. The spaceships themselves in a wide variety of useful sizes and forms. 4D crystal ball computers, all hooked into the big computer, the universal mind. 4D holographic video audio systems to record and broadcast. Laser tools of all sorts. Holographic entertainment media, and especially the micronova onboard the main mothership, which generated all the life forms, human bodies, animals, plant seed, right down to the amoeba, and much more, whatever we needed. Life was not a stressful struggle for survival. All that would show up in the Diluvian period when Baal Lucifer and his minions would come into bodies during a long period of money atonement. As to our crystal ball computers with a holographic center of God consciousness, through them, the universal mind talks to us directly. More than that, it's two-way telepathic communion with God mind, where we talk to it, and the response comes to us psychically as well as in the computer, which is multidimensional, able to convey rich, subtle meaning through interwoven sound, light, and feeling. It is also the means by which interpersonal communications take place. The computer is a sentient, organic construction built expressly to convey consciousness in all of its forms. So, in our ETI computer, each crystal ball is connected to all the others and to the big computer, the God mind. This technology does not mimic nature and the universe or copy the big machine. It operates from and with the big machine, that is cosmic intelligence. You might call it organic cosmic technology. The world master plan of the God mind for this world is all in the computer, and we followed its intelligent guidance in explicit detail for all matters, great and small. The society and culture of the Pyramid Cities was a magical, wondrous healing environment and experience. Art, music, dance, all manner of artistic expression were woven into the fabric of life, which was all a daily celebration and in no way heavy work. We used our bodies physically every day with great vigor and joy in operating our creative industries, like agriculture and food production, and physical health issues were non-existent. It was Eden in every real sense. All the people cooperated to provide food, make clothes, and home furnishings, generally take care of one another by operating services needed, supply and maintain the environments, and operate all the industries. Everyone served together and was served in return. There were beautiful birthing palaces where children were born without stress. The children were raised in groups by parents and others in extended families who lived in communal clusters. There were no secular family units. At about age 6, children began to participate in the creative life of the community. There was no formal school because life itself was all a real school being lived every day. Learning and exercising skills of reading, writing, and mathematics, for instance, happened naturally in the advanced realm of full spiritual awareness and was total joy of learning. The children had a team of adults, including their parents, and they all lived and served together. Spiritual development was paramount and at the forefront of the whole community. As we said, one of the main ongoing service projects that span the planetary transformation from the beginning through the entire period of the Pyramid Temple communities was taking the planet's rough and raw physical environment and make it hospitable to life as it would later be lived all over the world. A great deal of planting and terraforming of mountains, coastlines, lakes, and rivers was done, steadily seeding the world with the incredible varieties appropriate to each ecozone and nurturing their growth, like the tropical rainforests, redwood groves, the forests of Siberia, steadily building the ecosystem layer by layer into the miraculous, magical planet we have now that can support life in wondrous variety. The great agricultural projects span the entire Nile Valley from Alexandria to Thebes. Seeds from the mothership's nova were transported down to Earth, where they were sprouted and nurtured as seedlings, then plants, in the Nile Valley, which was a near-perfect growing environment. We used occasional cloud cover so severe heat wouldn't damage crops and could make it rain as necessary to keep everything watered. Once the plant or tree was established and seed producing, a process involving mass-produced seedlings was used to put key species all over the planet, all done on a large scale. As a necessary part of their healing, the beings of the solar system who came into bodies to heal the damage to their etheric circuitry were the main force of love service labor where it was called for, putting their ego self into selfless physical service would rebalance and ground their negated energy, repairing and reopening the etheric circuitry of their individual light body, which is our soul microcosm, into consciousness and harmony with the Godhead. That is, back into the synthesis oneness that is Christ consciousness. As this healing occurs, an ever-growing joyous bliss replaces the negated consciousness of separation with eternal peace and joy. The truth of oneness is known and lived with grace. Our industrious schools of experience in the University of the Universe were the vehicle each soul passed through in an incarnation, doing daily love service shifts to clear the dross off their etheric cognition switches, repairing their aura. Each person was self-scheduled into one facet or another of the communal industries, and people would rotate into new creative experiences on a regular basis. And it mostly only took one incarnation in a physical body to process back into eternal life, able to once again manifest in a body in the 12th density eternal realms of Galactica. That is quite a real change to make, to go from egocentric thinking mind back into enlightened all-knowing awareness. And after successfully processing 16 billion souls, there were still about 8 billion souls in the heavenly abode who were so ego-driven it was impossible for them to stay in the Pyramid Temple communities at all. As soon as they'd come into a body and it reached maturity, they'd run off into nature, where basic survival was a severe struggle. Their time on the planet would come in after we left in our spaceships. The past 20,000-year period up to now known as the Diluvian Period. That's the end of Chapter 4, the Pyramid Temple cities. Thank you very much for listening to Share the World. This series will continue next time with Chapter 5, The Diluvian Period. Till then, we love you. Bye-bye.